Praise the Lord. Ooh, this is on. Okay. Before we go into our the message, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come together again on this day, a day that you have given us and blessed us with. We ask that you, your word comes through, Lord Jesus, all of you and none of me. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I did not give my title because, yeah, I just got it this morning. You guys know me. But the Lord gave me tithes and offerings in the dispensation of grace. Okay, and that's just because there's been so much going on, you know, in the world where you have so many people telling you so many different things. I'm gonna come, my scripture that I'm using for this is Genesis 8 and 22. It says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Amen. Okay. Amen. So I really did struggle, was trying to start this message. A few weeks ago, pastors called me so sweetly, and they they asked me to do a huge favor. And so I probably should have figured this out when Pastor Rock said, huge favor. Yeah, he stressed that huge. And yeah, so here I am with this huge favor, bringing forth the message, right? So, but you know, although Pastor gave me, you know, what he wanted me to speak on, which normally I do speak on tithes and offerings because that just brings me so much joy. And he gave me, you know, some tools to use and things like that. So he gave me the subject, he gave me some resources, and he gave me this great pep talk, you'll do great. We'll see, Pastor. Mainly because I could not bring myself to look at what Pastor gave me. Honestly, I could not. I struggled with this, even though it's something that I love and talk about and, you know, and study, I still struggled. And so at the last minute, and I do mean last minute because it was yesterday, the Lord gave me what he wanted me to speak on. And so after he gave it to me, I finally looked at what Pastor wanted me to look at. It was the exact thing that Pastor wanted me to look at. But I feel, and this is Carla, because Carla has her own opinion sometimes, I feel that the Lord wanted me to hear from him first. And then when I saw the video that Pastor had recommended, then it was confirmation that this is the word that God wanted to go forth. And so the video that Pastor had wanted me to look at was Pastor Jerry Savelle on tithing and grace. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what I was looking at, you know, and what I had written down. And so that enabled me to expound on what I had already written down. And so, as the song says, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. So, as you all know, I do believe in giving tithes and offerings and blessing others out of the abundance of what God has already given me. Just brings me such joy when they say God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. So throughout the years, I have learned about tithing and putting it into action. And the majority of the understanding that I have, I acquired throughout the years, but I have been here for 5.5 years. Yes, you guys have dealt with me that long. And I've learned more here at Oasis regarding gifts and offerings and tithes than I've learned in all of my years. And I thank you all for that, pastors. While preparing this lesson, I've learned some new things about tithes and offerings. I know, right? Just when I thought there was nothing more, there's more. And I am definitely delighted to share what I've learned with you. And so, I knew that didn't look right. There we go. So, for years there's been this dispute on whether or not we should tithe. We, being God's children, are required to pay tithes and give offerings. I personally believe that it is a blessing to give tithes, so I don't pay tithes. I give them, and I give them freely, and I give them with a cheerful heart, okay? And so, New Testament teachings have come about what Testament teachers, I should say, have come about with teachings that say we are under the dispensation of grace, so we no longer need to pay or give tithes because Jesus paid it all. And yes, Jesus paid it all. He definitely paid it all for us. And so with this can be confusing for someone who is new to the concept of tithing. Okay, so I find it best to follow 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Meaning, read it for yourself. You know, don't just go by what you hear other people saying. Read God's word. God's word is the truth. There is no lie in it. Okay. Also, Isaiah 28:10 says, "For precept must be upon precept, line upon line, and a little here and there a little." Okay? There are false teachers who are out for themselves to profit off your lack of knowledge. So we have to know the word for ourselves so that we are not to be deceived. In the Old Testament, though, under the law of Moses, God's people were required to, by law, to give a tithe of their first fruit, meaning their harvest, their earnings, or as you all know it now, to be your gross. There was the feast tithe, eaten by person themselves and their family in a feast at the sanctuary. That's in Deuteronomy 14:22-27. There's the tithe of the Levites, who would in turn tithe to the priests. That's in Deuteronomy 14:22-27 also. And the Levites did not receive an inheritance in the promised land. So they didn't have. So that tithe was to help them, because they really did not go into and get the land and the inheritance. And then there's the poor tithe, to be stored up for the poor, specifically the widows, orphans, and strangers, Deuteronomy 14:28-29. And so we actually, when you bring your tithes into the storehouse, this is what it's for. It is to help those, the widow, the orphan, the poor, you know, those who are less fortunate than yourselves. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed to be able to, for the Lord to provide for you, so much so that you can bless someone else, and that way the Lord provides for them. So the Lord is always providing. So many of you Bible scholars already know this. But for those of us who are still learning, the tithe has been around longer than Moses. Yeah, I know. I was like, really? So let me help you out for those of you who were like me. Okay, so Genesis 14:18-20 in the King James Version says, Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed Abram, or Abraham, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. So that means he gave him a tenth of everything that he had gotten from the enemies, who God placed in his hand, fought the battle for. Now, tithe comes from the old English word teagota, which means tenth, okay? So to tithe is to relinquish one-tenth of your personal income, either as a mandatory contribution, a voluntary donation, or as a levy. So Abram, who's Abraham, gave King Melchizedek a tenth, a tithe, of everything he received. And so one can conclude that Abram gave King Melchizedek a tithe long before the law of Moses. Okay? Well, you say, that's still the Old Testament, Carla. What about now? Well, I'm so glad you asked. So glad you asked. So let's go to Hebrews and see what we can find. Hebrews 8, 1 through 3 in the King James Version. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set out on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Now, I was looking at that, and I remember reading in Genesis 14, 18 through 20, that said Abram gave a tenth to the high priest, who was King Melchizedek. So if that he was the high priest there, and that's who Abram gave his tithe to, then in Hebrews, which is in grace, okay, you give to the high priest who is set at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Now, who is the high priest that sits on the right hand of God? Well, if you guess Jesus, you guess right. All right. Jesus, the high priest, presents our tithes and offerings to God. I know, I was so excited when I read that. I said, look at you, God. All right. So, and I said, okay, so Paul gave an order in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Collection. What do we collect here? Offerings and tithes. Okay. So let's go dig a little deeper. It also says every one of you. It didn't mean this side of the sanctuary. Didn't mean this side over here. Didn't just mean you. It meant all of you. Everyone. You know, sometimes I know that the way I speak is, it, some people find it different. And so, yes, I say everyone. Some of you may say all y'all. But either way, every one of you, all y'all. And when should we do this? First day of the week. So in our time, when is the first day of the week? Sunday. So every one of us should give an offering the first day of the week, which is Sunday. Yep, that is in grace. So if you are unable to give, you know, generously of what you have, just give generously of what you can. If you don't, you know, have that. And I found that in 2 Corinthians 8 and 12. In the King James Version, it says, "For if there be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." And if you didn't understand that, let's go to the Amplified Version. It says, "For if the eagerness to give is there, it is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." Okay, so say you're new to the concept of tithing, and you have this plethora of bills because, you know, that's what we do. We have bills. And you are looking at your bills, you're looking at your money, your money's looking kind of funny, and these bills just not right. And so you're thinking, okay, I can't give, but you can, you give out of what you have. You know, it's amazing that when you give out of what you have, what you need, God will make sure everything else is taken care of. Okay? So, but, you know, in giving, these are some of the things that I have learned. This is Carla personally. You know, if it helps you, thank God, because that's who gave it to me to help me. So, God first. Matthew 6 and 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek God first. Not man, not your sister. Don't go to your best friend and ask if what you should give. Seek God first. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today." Also, finish what you started. 2 Corinthians 8, 10, and 11 in the NIV says, "And here is my judgment about what is best for you in this matter. Last year you were first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means." Galatians 6 and 9 in the NIV says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Finish what you start. James 1 and 22 in the NIV says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." So be doers of the word, not just hearers. And when you are a doer of the word, then you will finish what you started. Okay? I learned to do good. Luke 11, 41 through 42 says, "But give that which is within as charity, that is, acts of mercy and compassion, not as a public display, but as an expression of your faithfulness to God. And then indeed, all things are clean for you. But woe, judgment is coming to you Pharisees, because you self-righteously a tithe," yep, it popped off, "mint and," I'm sorry, "rue and every little garden herb, tending to the minuscule, and yet disregard and neglect justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting others." So still help those and do good to those who are in need, okay? Acts 20 and 35 in the King James Version says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Okay? And then I've learned about the blessing from blessing others. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And so I was so excited about all of this that I not only watched the video that Pastor gave, I started watching all kinds of videos. So I got a few more little nuggets for you. So Jesse Duplantis, oh my gosh, like I was so just captivated by the things he was speaking on and saying. And a couple of things really stood out to me. He said that to receive, when you receive something, you get excited, you know, it touches your soul and mind. And then it's an emotional thing. But when you give, it's a warmness that you feel inside that comes from God, it's from the Spirit of God. So yes, it is great to receive gifts. You know, I get happy when someone gives me a gift, and it doesn't have to be something major. It can be the smallest little thing. Someone gave me a butterfly. You guys know how much I love butterflies. And she was like, here, I have these butterflies, but they are dollar. They came from the Dollar Tree. And I'm like, yeah, I love it, you know? So it is not the price that you paid. It is what you did and gave it from the heart, okay? And so he also said that in Luke 6 and 38, give and it shall be given back unto you. Pressed down and shaken together and running over. And so he also said something that really, really stuck with me. He said that he sets the denomination, but God sets the multiplication. I was like, look at you, gave me another little tidbit, you know. And so and he basically was saying that, you know, the sowers sow the word. And so, you know, some get 30, 60, 100 fold. And he said, he asked God, like, why some? He said, because some will give and some will not. So, you know, so that says that you will get your blessing based on whether you give and what you give and based on your heart. Okay? Because, you know, if you're not going to be cheerful, happy, or whatever when you give it, keep your money. Nobody wants that. Keep your time if you're gonna do it begrudgingly. It's so funny because I'm one of those people, if I ask you to do something or for, you know, or I ask you for something and you go, I don't want it anymore. I honestly don't, because you do not have the heart to give it to me, and I'm not gonna have the heart or the mindset to receive it.
That's right.
Okay? That was just a side journey. I did not mean to go there. But he also said that the seed is always smaller than the harvest. Now think about that. So his example was an apple. So you look at the size of the apple, and then look at the size of the seed that created that apple. Okay? So he was saying that you will know when what's for you as far as the harvest and what is God's, because he said that the harvest will taste so sweet, but the seed will be bitter. That means it don't belong to you. It belongs to God. So when you go and you your tithe of your offering, your gift, however you want to say it, when you have that and you see something, you know, online on Amazon, you see something on Amazon and you just really want this, then you got your tithe, and then you got that. And then you spend that money on that Amazon purchase, it is not gonna be sweet. You know, you may enjoy it in the beginning, but it's not gonna make you happy, because you took what was God's and not what was yours, okay? So I'm telling you, I was blessed by this message. So I really hope you guys were too. And so that is basically what he's saying, is that you know what belongs to God and what belongs to you by the taste. It's bitter because it's made for, it's not made for your consumption, but made for your sowing. So sow those seeds, so that you may be a blessing to others, and then God will bless you in return. I do hope that you all enjoyed the message as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Amen. Thank you.